بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب التنافس في أمور الآخرة والاستكثار بما يتبرك به. الحمد لله. This is the 63rd chapter of Riyadu Salihin. And this chapter is on competing in matters of the hereafter. Competing in matters of the hereafter. And to desire much of that which is blessed. That which is blessed, to desire more of that. قال الله تعالى وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. Allah Ta'ala says, it is for this, in other words, attaining Jannah, paradise, should competitors compete with one another. So this is something that we are exhorted to vie and compete with, in other words, in getting, doing more and more a'mal, good deeds, and getting more rewards, and gaining Jannah. وعن سهر بن سعد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتي بشراب. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم was once brought something to drink. فشرب منه. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم drank from there. وعن يمينه غلام. وعن يساره الأشياخ. On his right hand side was a young boy. محدثين have mentioned that was Abdullah bin Abbas رضي الله عنهما, was a youngster. And on the left-hand side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam were elderly people. So after Rasulullah drank, فَقَالَ لِلْغُلَامِ, he tells Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the youngster, أَتَأَذَنُ لِي أَنْ أُعْطِيَ هَؤُلَىٰ, do you grant me permission to give now first to the other people to drink? فَقَالَ الْغُلَامِ, لَا وَاللَّهِ يَا رَسُولَّهِ, he says, no, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, لا أوثر بنصيبي منك أحدا, that I will not give preference to anyone regarding my share directly from you. Rasulullah SAW drank, and Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma was a very intelligent young sahabi. He realized the barakah from the mubarak lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he says, I won't give preference to anybody else regarding my share from you. فَتَلَّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي يَدِهِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. So Rasulullah then placed it into his hand. So from this we can understand that Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, he wanted to get more barakah from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is what Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has mentioned, to desire much of that which has been blessed. So something which is blessed, to take more from there. It is not that Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala was not respectful to the elderly people, but in this case, because Rasulullah SAW drank from there, therefore he didn't want to give preference to anybody else, but take from the barakah himself first. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بين أيوب يختصر عريانا فخر عليه جراد من ذهب فجعل أيوب يحثي في ثوبه فناداه ربه يا أيوب ألم أكن أغنيتك عما ترى قال بلى وعزتك ولكن لا غنى بي عن بركتك رواه البخاري. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was bathing one day in a river. And as he's bathing all alone in seclusion, suddenly he sees golden locusts, locusts of gold falling from the sky. So Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam then began gathering these in his clothes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then called out to Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, O Ayyub, did I not make you independent of all these things that you see? In other words, what are you grabbing all these gold locusts for? Have I not given you plentiful of the dunya that you still need these gold locusts? In other words, is this not greed from your side? قَالَ بَلَا وَعِزَّتِكَ. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam said, yes, by your honor, you have, O my Allah, you have made me independent of having now these gold locusts, but وَلَكِنْ لَا غِنَى بِي عَنْ بَرَكَتِكَ, I can never be independent of your blessings, your barakah. This was barakah coming from the sky. And Allah Ta'ala sent it down in the form of golden locusts. So it was not out of the love for, or greed for dunya or wealth that Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam began gathering these gold locusts, but he realized this was coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was barakah in this, and therefore he began gathering this gold locusts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat, the things which are of barakah, to seek more, and in matters of the akhirat, in attaining Jannah, we should try and compete with one another so that we may excel in this world and gain the Jannah which Allah Ta'ala has promised for us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.